Okie dokie. We got Cardinals and Lions next. And, you know, any given Sunday, right? We never know. We never know how things are going to go. I spent most of this week telling people to stay the hell away from Buda Baker, Jalen Thompson, all the corners, anyone with a pulse really on this IDP defense, just because, you know, after a loss, they were going to bounce back and just murder the Lions in their own home and dominate time of possession and really just shut down that Lions offense. And there wouldn't be much IDP production here beyond splash play dependent. What we got instead was the total polar opposite of that, and the Lions just killing the Cardinals. Because yes, that's that's what happened. So yeah, that's why we play the game, right? We never know. We never know. But with that being said, we did get lots of good IDP production out of the Cardinals. So silver linings, right? We got to find those silver linings. Lead producer for the Cardinals, Jalen Thompson, another excellent game for him. On you know, he's having an excellent season. 10 combined tackles, 8 of them solo. Jalen Thompson was in for 88% of snaps. Looks like he got a little rest at the end when they knew it was over. They pulled Kyler, too. They knew this thing was over. So these guys got a little rest, some of them, at the end here, including Jalen. He's fine, though. Nothing to see there. Marcus Golden, monster game. 8 solo tackles, 1 sack, 2 tackles for loss, 2 QB hits. He was in for 68% of snaps. Isaiah Simmons, good game. 6 solo tackles. Chandler Jones, good game. 6 combined tackles, tackle for loss, pass defense. Simmons, normal playing time, and Chandler Jones, normal playing time, 86% of snaps. Okay, what else do we got here? So it looks like Buda Baker, okay game, 5 combined tackles, 3 of them solo, 1 tackle for loss. That's definitely not what he's capable of, but it fits what we've seen this season, 98% of snaps for him. Jordan Hicks, kind of a down game, 4 combined tackles, pass defense, although he did play 100% of snaps. Zach Allen did not land a sack, but still had 3 combined tackles, 2 QB hits, and was in for 82% of snaps, so that's acceptable. Byron Murphy, poopy game. Marco Wilson, poopy game. So it was, yeah, the Lions really just ran the crap out of this ball, except for some big plays what's his face there? The receiver, Amon-Ra St. Brown, and others. But they mostly just ran. Let's see here. So, yeah, 34 rushing attempts, 126 yards. Yep. So that's strange. Hicks didn't have a better game, but I guess it is what it is. But, yeah, the corners weren't involved all that much for the Cardinals here this week. Jordan Phillips landed a sack. Jordan Phillips was in for 43% of snaps. We can definitely ignore that. And, yeah, I mean, basically we got everything we wanted. We could have gotten a little more out of Buda, but that's been the story of this season. And we could have gotten more out of the corners, but I didn't recommend really streaming them this matchup anyway. This was not a good matchup in the first place to roll out Byron Murphy or Marco Wilson. We could have gotten more out of Jordan Hicks. That's the one that really scratching my head a little bit on, because he was in a good position for production and just didn't happen. Is what it is. Regardless, no changes here. No waiver wire moves to be made. And Zaven did not even play a defensive snap. Zaven Collins, just special teams. So still just a dynasty option. Yeah, that's it. I mean, Not much change here for the Cardinals IDP. Some guys had great weeks, some guys did not. That's how it goes. Okay, over on the Lions. So Tracy Walker was out, COVID. He might there was talk he was going to get back in time, but he did not. And Jerry Jacobs is confirmed to IR for the rest of the season. He had season-ending surgery, so I think that confirms Dean Marlowe for us going forward. And it looks like that is correct here, because they've been doing, I don't know if they're actually rolling out 3 safeties, but on NFLGSYS, they've had 3 safeties here the last few weeks. Dean Marlowe's been one of them. They've done that again this week, and Dean Marlowe entered the lineup when Jerry Jacobs went to IR for whatever the injury was he had. Now that he's getting surgery and done for the year, officially, I think we're safe on our Dean Marlowe. In any week that we're missing Tracy Walker, Will Harris, or, you know, either of those starting safeties, we're really safe. So we were super safe this last week, and I think we're safe going forward. Besides, we're not touching Dean Marlowe unless in crazy deep leagues to begin with, but that's just an update on that. I did see that, the Jerry Jacobs news the other day, so I figured I'd mention that. But anyway, Lions lead producer Charles Harris, 12 combined tackles, sack and a half, 3 tackles for loss. That is the outside edge rush linebacker guy that played 85% of snaps and is, you know, pretty boom bust. This week it was boom, so good for him. Okay, the other corner besides Imani Awarie, A.J. Parker, 6 solo tackles, 2 passes defended. So the corner breakdown was Awarie 100% of snaps, A.J. Parker 91%. Jerry Jacobs is usually the third corner. He's gone. Instead, we've got Dean Marlowe, who is designated a safety but is probably playing some corner. So that's what that looks like. Josh Woods was hurt, and Alex Anzalone was hurt in this one. So we got Jalen Reeves-Maven and Derek Barnes. They both had 5 combined tackles apiece. Their playing time was 96% of snaps for Reeves-Maven and 63% for Barnes. So if we get Anzalone or Woods back, that could probably push Reeves-Maven back to like 60-ish percent of snaps. I don't know, though. This is one of those things that you just got to pay attention to what the beat writers say as we get closer to kickoff, because it's a mess. Just like the Titans, it's a mess. We don't know. So if you can stay the hell away from this completely, that's probably the move. But if you need to know, don't listen to me. Go talk to someone who knows this Lions team like really well. Follow some of the beat writers. Ask Eric Schlitt on Twitter. Ask any of those guys out there. They'll hook you up. I have no idea. It's a mess. I'm staying away. Okay, Will Harris, okay game. 5 combined tackles, tackle for loss. He was in for 100% of snaps at safety. Guys that let us down, no one of note. Yep, no one of note. So, I mean, the big takeaways here are Dean Marlowe appears safe the rest of the season if you need to play him. That's 100% of snaps. Guy that's designated safety but is, you know, from what I read, playing more of Jerry Jacobs' role, which was corner. He's a defensive back. There you go. It's a Lions defensive back. That's all you need to know. He's been fairly productive. He had 5 combined tackles this week for them solo. Charles Harris remains a boom-bust outside linebacker option. Walker, we're waiting to get back from COVID. The inside linebackers are a mess, and the corners are pretty set in stone with Imani Awarie and A.J. Parker. So, yep, that's the Lions. Yeah, just as we get closer to kickoff this week, check in with Lions Wire and beat writers to see what's up with the inside linebackers. Beyond that, we're looking pretty decent. That was Lions. That was Cardinals. Let's keep it moving.